The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
From the biggest moments.
Can you believe it?
To gold medal championships.
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal!
It's your update on Canada's game. You're listening to the True North Ice Podcast with Jacob Ewing and Caleb Schneider.
Welcome back to the True North Ice Podcast, where we talk everything Hockey Canada and Canada hockey related. And we got a good one today, Jake. Hey, we're talking about the World Championship roster that the women's team has provided for us.
I am super excited. Finally, after a little bit of a break in some international competition, we get a real one.
Yeah.
A real competition. Oh, yeah. And Hockey Canada released the lineup, so I'm super psyched to go through it.
Yep.
Some not really many shocks. A couple new players, though, that I'm very excited to talk about. Should be a good team as always, though.
But actually, importantly, if you remember from one of the earlier episodes, I did announce that I would be picking a PWHL team for episode 6, and here we are today.
Wow. Let's hear it. Drum roll, please.
My PWHL team fandom goes towards the Toronto Skeptras.
Oh, my goodness.
The Scepters.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay. You know, we do live in Toronto. So,
best logo, best color scheme. Done.
Okay. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Also, good team second right now in the P-Dub. So,
that's true.
Looking for a long playoff run. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into it, though.
Yes, let's get into it.
So, lots to talk about. Roster has released.
Yep.
A lot of the same thing we saw in the rivalry series that they just played against the U.S. not too long ago, only a couple months. Couple interesting changes, though, that we should definitely talk about.
We will, yeah. We'll start with the forward core.
Yes, we'll start with the forward core, of course. And let's start with the GOAT herself. Captain Canada, as I like to call her. Marie-Philippe Pellin, who will be the captain of this World Championship roster.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious.
The thing is,
she's 34 years old now.
Yeah.
That's the older side of the PWHL. Mm-hmm. And she is still first in goals, sixth in overall points, and first in plus minus. So
she's still playing.
She's still playing at a top level.
No doubter, obviously. We're not going to go much into her.
That's why I named her first.
Yeah. Get her out of the way. Do you want me to name a couple more that we can just push past?
Sure. I also just want to mention Marie-Philippe Pellin. Also, her first World Championship was back in 2009. So she's been doing this for a while. Anyways, move on. Next player.
I think the next one that we there's so many locks, but
there is a lot.
Sarah Nurse,
yep.
Natalie Spooner are probably the next two that are pretty much a lock.
I like that. Both have played an astronomical amount of hockey for Canada.
Natalie Spooner's a little interesting because she was hurt for quite a bit this season.
Only nine games this season.
Only 9 games, 5 points.
Yeah.
Sarah Nurse has got 23 points in 25 games this season.
Yeah.
As a no doubter.
Well, yeah, both have played, as I said, tons of hockey for Canada.
Yeah.
Tons of world championships. Natalie Spooner's played a ton. She has three gold, share her world championship accolades, 3 golds, 6 bronze, and, pardon me, 3 golds, 6 silver, and 1 bronze.
Yeah.
So lots of silver, hopefully another gold to add to her tally. But same as Sarah Nurse.
Yep.
So much hockey for Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Two definite locks. I could see maybe Spooner playing in the top six. Nurse also maybe playing in the top six, probably.
Yeah, Nurse probably will. I don't know about Spooner.
Yeah, Spooner is also a little bit on the older side.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's 1 year older than Marie-Philippe Pellin, so turning 35 this year.
I believe
year.
She's the oldest in the
forward core. I think she is too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she brings so much depth, so much experience to this team.
Yeah.
I'll just go into another definite lock.
Yep.
Definitely Brianne Jenner, also a part of that older core. She's 34 years old and still doing her thing, playing the charge this season. The captain, of course. 11 points in, I believe, around 20 games.
Yeah.
But still doing her thing. 2022, 2018, 2014 Olympics. World championships dating back all the way to the year 2012.
Yeah.
Just another great player.
Another GOAT.
Yeah. She provides a ton of experience again. Mm-hmm. Do you want to name another one?
Blair Turnbull is on my list. Is on the list.
I hope she's on your list. She made the team. Yeah, Blair Turnbull.
My bad.
Okay.
She's on the team. She's only a couple years younger than
the names
that we just listed. Right now, got 10 points with Toronto on my team, and is the captain.
Captain of the Scepters of your team.
Mm-hmm, my team.
Get to know her.
She's been playing for a while.
Yep. Big thing about Turnbull, she has worn the A in the past
for
Canada. So will she wear the A again? There's so much talent on this team that, honestly, I believe any one of these players we could name could wear the A.
Yeah.
Apart from the C, we already know who that goes to. I'll name another one.
Yep.
Let's go with Laura Stacey.
Yep.
For Montreal, 8 goals this season, puts her 11th in overall goals in the P-Dub. 16 points. She's a +9 on the best team in the league, obviously. 2 Olympics, world championships going back to 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got the A with Montreal right now.
Okay. And she's, mm-hmm. well, yeah. She's represented Canada since she was the age of 16 years old. Yeah. She knows what it's like to wear the leaf on her chest. Mm-hmm.
She had 18 points last year, too. Mm-hmm. And just another solid performer as well. Okay, well then, I guess it's got to be... Did we say Emily Clark?
We did not, I don't think.
On Ottawa right now, mm-hmm. 16 points this season.
Yep.
Another lock. I mean, if you go back to, what was it, the third episode?
Yep.
Like, we went through this list. Like, we went through a lot of these players already, and we kind of, like, as we described earlier, it's, like, it's really easy to predict this team, and... Mm-hmm. We only had like one or two players. I have one player that I listed that's not on this team, obviously we did it for the Olympics next year, but like going through, right?
It'll probably be the same, right? Mm-hmm. Like very, very
goaltending's a little different.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, but it'll be very similar to what we have right now at the World Championship. Yeah, Emily Clark, another middle six forward, puts up points, can get it done. Played for Canada dating back to U18s in 2012. Mm. Another one of the players is just going to get it done.
I will say, I feel like every player we've mentioned right now is, like, we've been saying top six, middle six. I think there's, like, three of those players that we named are going to be on the third line, right? Because I think the two players that are coming up soon that we'll talk near the end of this forward core will be in a top six role.
Right.
Keep moving through.
Yeah, let's do it. Do you want to go next?
Or sure.
Do you want me? Okay.
I guess next we got, like, Kristen O'Neill.
Yep. Kristen O'Neill is definitely, like, obviously she's going to make the team. She has tons of experience, but not having the best year in Montreal this year. Talk about this. This status I found crazy when I found it out. Yeah. Victoire, best team in the league by far. She's a minus 13. Yeah. Minus 13 on the best team in the league. Like, if we were just talking about lines, definitely probably fourth
bottom
line.
Or scratch.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
But you know, if she, like, she's going to put her effort in. She's going to put one hell of an effort in. Definitely more defensive than offensive. Mm-hmm. And that's huge. That's a huge thing, right? We see all these players putting up these substantial amount of points. You're going to need players to shut things down, right?
Yeah.
That's what O'Neill's going to do. She's going to play a role great. Play ton for Canada. 3 world championships. 2 gold medals to her name. You want to name one off?
Okay, well, we can do Sarah Filliere and Daryl Watts next.
Okay, let's start with Filliere.
Okay.
First
overall pick last year.
Yeah.
She's a point a game player.
Rookie season.
Right now. Yes.
Rookie season. And she is second in points now. The whole entire PWHL with 25 points. Mm-hmm. Tied for first in assists with 15 and third in goals. She's a rookie. Just crazy. Yeah. The thing is, she's still, like, she's done it before. She went to the Olympics in 2022, won a gold medal. Last season, she was at the World Championships in 23, 22, 21. In 23, named MVP, top forward of the tournament, and made the media all-star team.
Like, and I think another crazy thing about this rookie year is that she's on the worst team as well. And she's tied with the most points, right?
Let's move on to, as you said, Daryl Watts. Why don't you tell us a little bit better?
Well, a year older than Filliere, but 23 points on Toronto this year, close to a point of game player, and kind of came out of nowhere, not like Filliere, but she wasn't on as many national teams or like these bigger tournament, like Canadian teams, but she definitely deserves it.
Yeah.
She's a center right now on Toronto. I would assume she moves to the wing.
She probably finds
a top six role.
I think she needs
with her age.
The thing is, she's tied for first right now in assists in the whole entire PWHL. And also, as you mentioned, almost point per game per player puts her tied for third in the league in points. Yeah. So she's definitely talented enough to play top six, and I think she needs it. If she's as you said, doesn't have too much international experience. All I have is her the U18s in 17 in 2017, and that's pretty much it. She's never really represented Canada at a big stage.
Yeah. I guess moving on, Jennifer Gardner and Danielle Serdakny.
Yeah, Serdakny, yeah.
Yep. Who do you want to go with first?
Doesn't matter. I like Serdakny. No, only 7 points so far in 24 games. I don't think that really, like, I don't. She's a good player. She really is
good. She'll find a good spot in the bottom.
She will. And the thing is, I even think if needed, she could play an elevated role, but probably starts in the bottom six.
Yeah.
World championship at 23, won silver there. played in the rival series a couple times. She's a really good player, and she's represented Canada before, just not having the best year. I don't think that her point total really represent her as a player. Yeah.
That's true. And Jennifer Gardner, kind of the same story. Probably will find a spot near the bottom. Mm-hmm. She has 16 points this year for Montreal. Those two players will probably be in and out, along with maybe the next one. I'm not sure yet. That will name.
Yeah. I agree. Gardner, a little bit more offensive.
Yeah. She's on a better team, though.
True. Well, she's on the best team.
Yeah, on the best team compared to
in Montreal. So, but you definitely need some little bit of that bottom six scoring. Yeah. Definitely. Uh-huh. So if she could find that, she kind of find that play of
rhythm,
defensive, mm-hmm. but also, you know, could pawn in a couple goals. She's plus 10 this year too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still on the best team in the league. That's still a big thing.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to look at plus minus.
Hannah Miller.
Yep.
Last one that we've got to name here.
Quite the story. Yeah.
She's a little on the older side, but. Wow. Point a game player.
Yeah.
In the PWHL for Toronto.
Yeah.
Great story. Kind of came out of nowhere.
Tons of stats. So she's tied for third in goals, tied for third in assists, and tied for third in points.
Yeah.
And second in plus minus with 11 on Toronto. But Hannah Miller. Let's tell the story about Hannah Miller. So she recently just put in a bid to Hockey Canada to play for Canada.
Yeah.
Because in 2022... she was representing China at the Beijing Olympics. Yeah. And the thing is, it was a very complicated situation. Mm-hmm. Lots of questions were raised of if she was even allowed to play for for China. Because basically China has a rule where if you have dual citizenship, which she does, of China and Canada, that you're not allowed to play. But she still did play for China.
And the Olympics, the last couple of years they've been a little more fluent.
Yeah.
And I know when like 2014 and like when NHL players were playing, Team China had more Canadians on their team for at least for the men's. I don't know about the women's, but like
probably
it's been more. They've tightened it up more.
Yeah. I also think we missed a player. Did we talk about Emma Malte?
Oh, we did not.
No, we did not. We'll end with her.
We'll go for it. You're on a 5-3.
Sure. Yeah, 8 points. 25 games, a minus one, plays for Toronto, 2022 Olympics, 3 world championships, bunch of rivalry series, U18s.
Yeah.
She's done it all. She has the experience. Not really a point producer.
No.
Also a negative one.
She'll be in and out.
One on the best team, second best team in the league.
Yeah.
So.
She'll be in and out with those players that we were mentioning a little earlier.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
She'll get her shot.
Yeah. I'd count her as one of the more experienced players.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just another one of those players.
She is still quite young.
She's part of the core.
She's still quite young. She's only a year older than Sarah Filliet.
Really?
All right, Jake, I think that's it for the forward core. Let's move on to defense. Do you want to start? Do you want to do what we did last time and just go oldest to youngest?
Let's do it. We have definitely some young guns, but definitely some people who have been here for a while.
Uh-huh.
And talking about people who have been here for a while, let's talk about the oldest person on the team, Jocelyn Larocque, a defenseman for the Ottawa Charge.
Mm-hmm. Only 5 points this year. But on the older side, that's what you expect.
Right.
She's there.
Not her
she's
job
a veteran.
To put up points.
Yep. Like, no, she's a veteran player that's there to play some defense.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there for the younger players.
Yep.
And this might be her last time. Maybe next year might be it.
Really might look like it. She's played in the World Championship since 2011, having 5 silvers, 3 golds, and 1 bronze.
A lot of gold medals.
Right. She's played 50 games overall at the World Championships. Yeah. Do you want to let's just move on from her?
Yeah.
She provides ton of experience. She was a captain for her own team many times.
I guess the next two, that would be, if we're going by age, we've got Renata Fast and Erin Ambrose.
Yep. Another two players who I think will play in the top four. Renata Fast especially. Tied for assists for first in the league with 15.
Yep.
20 points, 25 games as a defenseman, played in 2 Olympics, PWHL Toronto.
She's worn the A a couple times in a couple world championships.
Yep. She made the All-Star team in the 2023 World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
She'll play top line. That's not even a question for me.
Got 20 points in the PWHL this year. Erin Ambrose as well.
Yeah,
a little different. Not as star-studded, I'd say, anymore. She was when she's younger, but
she's got lots of IQ. That's something I found. She's a very smart player. Plays the right game. Plus 10 this year.
12 points, which is still really good.
Yeah, not a goal, not a single goal. No. 12 assists.
2 locks once again.
Yeah, Like this, there's like four defensemen who I think are locks to play in the top four. And another one I think is Ella Shelton, assistant captain for the Sirens this year. Mm-hmm. Another American team player, finally.
Okay. Do you think? Oh, okay. Hold on.
Yep.
We haven't named her yet. Do you think she plays over? Do you think she plays higher than the captain of the Sirens?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. And do you want to just say her name? That you're talking about Micah Zandi Hart, captain of the Sirens, and Shelton, obviously the assistant captain of the same team. But Zandi Hart was
negative 18 last year.
Yeah.
In the PW.
Negative 6 this year.
Yeah. What is Shelton have?
Shelton's negative 3
okay.
this season.
Yeah.
But 13 points in 19 games. Someone who could put up points.
Same age as Ella Shelton. We've got Claire Thompson as well on defense. She's playing with the Frost.
Yeah.
She's got 17 points this year.
Put her in the top four. I mean,
we've been saying that for every player now.
No, I think she's 5. Okay. I have 5 players I think can play in the top four, and she is also one of them.
Yeah.
But Claire Thompson, 17 points, 25 games, puts up points.
Mm-hmm.
At the 2022 Olympics, she had 13 points in 7 games.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty much 2 points
a
game. At the Olympics.
As a defenseman, too.
Right? And so she's only played 2 world championships, but she can also play in that top four.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many, you have so many good defensemen that can play in the top four. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the last 2 we got are 2 players that it will be the first national team they are a part of.
Yeah. Let's talk about Sophie Jacques.
Yep.
Just crazy. First call up to a major Team Canada event.
Yep.
Tied for 2nd in the league with assists, 14 assists, 18 points, 20 games played.
The biggest story, I guess.
Yeah, the biggest story. We talked about it a lot in our last women's breakdown.
Younger than me. Well,
oh,
she's under 07. A month. She's a month under a month.
Right? I find that crazy. 07. Play for Team Canada. Caleb, who is it?
Chloe Primorano.
Yes, Primorano. Just turned 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, she plays for the University of Minnesota, the Golden Gophers.
Not even in the PWHL yet.
No, incredible story. We did talk about a lot. She was drafted to the WHL. She was the captain of the U18 team last year, I believe.
Yeah.
And right now she's got 31. Well, she had 31 points in 25 games for
35. Is it 35?
Oh, I got 31 in 25 games.
Okay, I have 35 games, but that's probably wrong.
I could be wrong too. Incredible number one D man there. Yep. She will become a number one D man for Team Canada
100%.
Sometime in the future.
I think
just incredible.
Yeah, I think obviously just because of her age, she'll probably be on the bubble. But like, if she can prove herself quickly, she'll play. She'll be in that decor the whole entire tournament. Just if she can live up to the moment of playing with the.
She'll get her opportunities.
She will. She will. She will. She will.
Do you want to move to goalies?
Let's do it. Let's move to goalies.
Do you want to do? Let's just do the lock. The lock of the locks.
Yeah. Who's the lock, Caleb?
Got Anne Renee Debien.
Yes.
And I will say before we move on, Emerin Smashmeyer would have been the other lock, but she is out and possibly out for the rest of the season, according to Ottawa Charge. Yeah, Debien makes this team. She probably would have been the number one anyways. She's got the best save percentage and goals against average in the PWHL this year for qualified goalies.
Yeah.
Yeah, she on the best team as well. I don't know if that knocks it up or knocks her down a little bit. I think it knocks her up, to be honest.
I agree.
On Montreal, from Quebec. Just unbelievable goalie. Probably the best goalie in the tournament. They go with Kristen Campbell, who is on the younger side of Anne-Renée Debien, but gets a spot, deserves a spot. And will be interesting to see how she does as a backup, and we'll see if she gets a spot next year.
Yeah.
I'd assume after she got picked here, I'm sure she'll get picked next year. But we'll see how she does, like, if it's not great next year, then if it's not great this tournament, then next year could be on the line. We'll see. And then do you want to get into our third one?
I would love to. Definitely the surprise of the team, and I love it. I'm gonna hopefully say her name right. It is Eve Gascon.
Correct. That's what I've got.
Eve Gascon. What a story she is. So I remember earlier in the episode, You said there's two players who don't play in the PWHL. She is one of them. Also plays for Minnesota, but how about Minnesota Duluth University?
Different
university than the University of Minnesota. Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just, yeah, Caleb, do you want to explain a bit about her, her numbers?
This year, she was the rookie. No, she was the best goalie in the Uni League.
Yep.
Last year, she was a, in 2020, she was a she won three games in the U18s, lost one. Mm-hmm. This is her first national team.
She's just very young.
Like a couple more uni stats. This year she had a .942 save percentage.
Yeah.
Last year was a .946, and I believe last year was her first year too.
Yeah.
So pretty insane. Mm-hmm. She's playing on a pretty good team as well. So.
Gascon, the third female of all time to play in the Quebec Major Junior.
Wow.
She played, I believe it was two games for the Gatineau Olympics in 2022. One was a 5-4 loss in overtime, and the other one, I believe, actually she won, if I'm not two games, though. Just, that's crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's crazy experience for her, especially at the young age she is, to play against Quebec Major Junior, which is great hockey.
Oh, great hockey. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, that's huge for her.
She will be, like, she probably won't find a spot next year on the Olympic team, but later on, she will definitely be one of those next generation goalies that Canada will definitely use and definitely need later on, right?
And so I think it's another one of these picks. Like, you don't bring Schroeder, who is solidified as a PWHL goalie, right? You bring, obviously, Debian. You bring Campbell, two goalies who can hold down the fort.
Yeah.
And you bring Gascon just for the experience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to see what it's like to play in a world championship. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no, probably the goaltender of the future for Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like Prime Moreno's the player of the future, defenseman of the future for Canada. Yeah. You bring some of these future talents just to, you know, get under the belt. Just like back in 2009, they brought Marie-Philippe Poulin.
Right.
Look at her now, right?
Mm-hmm. No, she will definitely be one of those goalies for Canada in the future.
That's it, Gil.
Yeah.
That's the roster
That's the roster.
As always, a heck of a roster.
Yeah.
One heck of a roster. Good one, gold, hopefully. We'll have all updates of the tournament on the True North Ice, all social medias.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great tournament. You got to watch.
Yeah. Mm. It's going to be a good watch. And definitely check in, guys.
Yeah. And we'll also.
It's great hockey.
Yeah. Look forward. We'll definitely do an episode, at least a part of the episode, kind of breaking down the tournament, maybe what some other teams look like. Mm-hmm. And then during the tournament as well, we'll definitely keep you updated on everything that's going on because you don't want to miss it. We'll have this World Championship and then the Men's World Championship coming up in, I believe, 2 months maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a little bit after this one starting.
We've got two big international tournaments coming up.
Yeah.
World Championships.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Well, Jake, I think that's going to do it for this week's episode. We got to bid our farewell to the Spirit Live gang, as this is actually our last episode for this school year. We have not made a decision if we're coming back, but probably will. Maybe it'll
be a
live show.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun to do a compact show, 25 minutes, a lot of editing, but thanks to our editor and shout out. But yeah, I mean, fun first six episodes. Thanks, Spirit Live gang.
Yeah.
Thanks to our coordinator, Becca. Shout out,
Becca.
And yeah, we'll hopefully see you next year. But if you're on Spirit Live, check us out on the Spotify. Find our Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There's a whole lot of other ones. Amazon Music has us.
Yep.
Find us anywhere. YouTube. Yeah. You can see our face.
Especially since we're getting now to these international tournaments. We kind of
it's a bad time.
Right. It was placed in the middle of a break.
Yeah, we had the perfect timing for the Four Nations.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But so
it's tough.
Men's Worlds, Women's Worlds, World Juniors in December, U18s.
Uh-huh.
We're all going to break it down, and your information is going to want to come from us because we cover everything Hockey Canada or Canadian hockey related. Mm-hmm. So, if you want your daily or weekly fill of what's going on with Canada's sport, we're the people to do it. So please follow us. If you're watching on Spirit Live, follow us on social media so you don't miss anything. Okay? So you're kept up to date. Signing off, Jacob Ewing, Caleb Schneider. Thank you for watching.
Peace out.